Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy you are here. Today, we are diving into my dream body checklist. So buckle up. This is going to be a goodie. Okay, so I'm just going to go straight into it. No preamble. We're just going for it. Number one on the list, and these are in no particular order. These are just the things that I have written out. I have quite a few that we're going to go through today. Is that food is neutral. There's no judgment, shame, or guilt around food. So with this one, you really want to check, like, do I have some funky stuff coming up around food? Am I judging myself for my food choices? What am I making things mean? For example, the other day, I just had a lazy day. I read my book during nap time. I skipped my workout and I had a bowl of ice cream with caramel sauce and, you know, that chocolate sauce that like hardens. Oh, so good. I have not had one of those in a while. And I didn't make that mean anything. That was literally like lunch. Like, it was the same feeling in my body as eating like a high protein, nutritious, like meal prep lunch. It was like food is food is food. That is what I feel like eating. That is what I'm going to eat. Food is, in my mind, totally neutral. And I've talked about this before, and you can learn more about this inside my Dream Body course, the Dream Body Fast Track. And of course, if you've been kind of following along, you would know that I have the collective collabed with Dream Body, where you get all of my Dream Body content. So literally like A to Z steps of what you need to manifest your dream body, shift your beliefs. Your beliefs are creating your body. Really reprogram your subconscious mind, find freedom with food, and really master intuitive eating. So you get everything you need in there, along with 6 months of support from me inside a daily group chat where I'm giving riffs Monday to Friday to just keep you in the flow, keep you in the energy, answer your questions, make sure you are feeling totally solid and you're not like waiting for, you're not getting tripped up and kind of wasting time. It's the most efficient way to see results towards your dream body. Because you're getting the most immediate feedback. Obviously, I go as fast as I can, depending on how many people are in there. But that is the best way to really get into your dream body with me. So that's another side note. But food is totally neutral. There's no judgment, shame, or guilt around food. Literally, food is just energy. It's units of energy. And I pay attention to how the food makes me feel, which I'm going to get into. But I just view it all as totally neutral. So that is number one. Number two is kind of a next level of this, is viewing all food as actually like good and leading you towards your dream body and creating weight loss or muscle gain or healing or energizing, whatever it is that you are moving towards with your dream body. I kind of use weight loss as an example a lot, but it could be anything. It could be reducing inflammation. It could be healing like some sort of, gut issue or injury or whatever it is that's going on for you. Viewing all food as like a healing energy that is taking you where you want to go. So this can be just really intentionally done as a simple intentional practice before eating. Check in and notice your energy and thoughts while you eat, ensuring you feel clean and open and in that, like, this is working, either it's like weight loss mode or muscle building mode or inflammation reducing mode or whatever it is, healing mode. You are in that energy as you eat. So you're not like, it's kind of like how you might feel if you were having like a green juice or something you view as very quote unquote good. I want you to have that energy towards everything you eat, whether it's a piece of toast, whether it's a bowl of ice cream, whether it's a bowl of cereal, whatever. Really, and this can't be faked. This needs to be genuine. And obviously, this takes practice. And it took me a while to really start to view food in this way, as all food is like taking me where I want to go. Whatever my goal is, leaning out, building muscle. And it's how you do that is you have to start shifting your beliefs. I would recommend doing like my limiting belief workshop inside the collective. It's inside the membership, where you can like blast through limiting beliefs you have around food. You can really start to reframe your perspectives, because how you view food is how it is being absorbed and digested in your body. They've done studies on this. They have shown that if you're viewing something as really high fat, high calorie, you are, it's kind of being shuttled to fat, even if it isn't. It's super interesting. They take, I think it's a milkshake study, they call it, and they label it as one or the other, but it's the same thing, and it's digested differently in the body based off people's perception of it. So if that isn't evidence towards a placebo effect, I don't know what is. But viewing food as a placebo, like food is a placebo towards your dream body. It's not a bad thing. It's not holding you away from your dream body. It is a placebo towards your dream body. Like, food is leading you to your dream body. It just all depends on how you are viewing it. So that is important, cleaning up your energy around food and your perceptions of food and your beliefs around food, because we are eating all day long, at least 3 or 4 times a day. So if you are going into every meal feeling like judgment and shame and guilt and like all this funky, icky energy, it's going to be holding you back from results. So really pay attention to how you feel around food, what your judgments or perceptions are around food, and start to shift those. And I help you do that inside the collective, inside Dream Body. Number 3 is that negative thoughts around body are flicked away quickly and transformed into a loving kindness towards where you are and an excited expectation of where you are headed. So obviously this takes a little bit of a caveat. Like we go deep into this inside the Dream Body course, but there may be some healing, some work to do, some meditation, some limiting beliefs, some things that need to be done, some mirror work to really have you be able to do this quickly. I wouldn't expect someone who has a lifetime of feeling terrible in their body to just flick away negative thoughts. That's unrealistic. So this is kind of like an end goal. This is what I do, but it may take you some time and some of the practices that I teach inside Dream Body to get to a point where you can just flick away negative thoughts. So I just want to say that, like, I'm not saying like, oh yeah, toxic positivity, like just flick away that negative thought. Like if you've been living from a place of negativity around your body, there's going to be some work to be done. There's going to be some journaling and hypnosis and tapping and healing and, you know, all the practices that I teach inside my course that are to get you to a point where you can easily flick away negative thoughts. And they are like one in a million. Like you hardly ever have negative thoughts. Like I rarely ever have a negative thought around my body. So if I do, if I look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling a bit bloated and not where I want to be today, I quickly notice it. I don't let it send me down a spiral. I release it and I love on myself. I love on myself in the mirror. I love on whatever I possibly can. I shift my energy. I shift my focus very quickly. And I just think about and I get excited about where I'm headed with my body, with my fitness goals, with whatever it is that really creates a sense of open, excited expectation within me. So I'm not dwelling on any negative aspects that I may view as negative inside my body. I am quickly letting those go, releasing those, and that has become a practice that I have mastered over the years, and that I move quickly towards a very loving, kind place towards myself. Number 4 is that you are in the flow and the energy of your dream body is inevitable. It's not a question of if, it is just a matter of time. This is honestly one of the most powerful things that we can do. Because if you are sitting there still questioning if it's possible for you, it's available for you, you're not moving powerfully towards it. You're not going to be doing all the things that you could be doing. You are holding yourself back. You are going to be keeping yourself in like one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back. So if you're in that if energy, I really want you to start to embrace the fact that your dream body is inevitable. Your desires are inevitable. Anything you desire to create is inevitable. And if you move as if it's inevitable, that's what makes it happen very quickly. So this is important. Check yourself. Are you still on the fence, or have you fully decided this is a done deal and let's fucking go? Or are you like, maybe I'll trust this if I lose a pound or two, or maybe this, maybe that? Like, you've got it. You have to go first. I say this all the time. Like, you cannot look in the mirror and with a straight face or frown and expect the mirror to smile at you. You have to smile. You have to shift your energy. You have to decide it is inevitable. It is done. It is happening. And then everything changes around you. It is like the entire universe is responding to you and your energy. So it needs to be a decision. And I talk about this inside the manifestation codes, like the 6 key codes to success in terms of manifestation, which you also get inside the collective, is like having a powerful vision and making a decision. Like you can't just like waffle around if, or maybe if that changes, then I'll believe. It's like, no. We have to go first. We have to believe. We create the energy. We have to make the moves. And the universe is going to rush in to support us in those decisions. So do you believe that your dream body is inevitable, or are you still sitting on the fence and waffling and waiting for something to change externally, waiting for your body to change before you believe? You need to believe first and then your body will change. Number 5 is you are in alignment with someone who is in her dream body, aka wearing clothes that make you feel great, not judging or shaming yourself, not questioning if it's working. You're simply enjoying the process and the unfolding moment to moment. So this isn't about like pretending or faking it, as I say all the time. It is about stepping into that version of you as genuinely as possible. Like if you don't feel, if you think in your dream mind, I'm going to wear a crop top, and right now you're in no position or feel comfortable all wearing a crop top, I'm not saying go wear a crop top. I'm saying wear the clothes that make you feel great, because that's what you're going to do in your dream body. So whatever clothes that make you feel great now in this current body, wear those. Do your hair, do your makeup, do the things that make you feel good. Get outside, move your body, do the classes that you desire to take. Like I've had so many people tell me like, I'm going to come to boot camp. When I used to teach boot camp, like when I'm in better shape, I'm like, literally that's the entire point of boot camp, is to get you into shape. So like, what are you waiting on? Are you being the person that's in her dream body? Are you loving yourself? Are you feeling proud of yourself? Are you doing the things that make you feel proud? Are you You're not in a question of if it's working, if it's not working, like it's already done. So it's like, that comes back to the inevitable feeling, and you're just enjoying your life. You're in gratitude. You're in excitement. You're in openness. You're just powerfully moving towards your desires in a way that feels really good. So really how you can kind of check this is like, if I was in my dream body, would I think this? Would I feel this? Would I do this? Like, am I taking action out of fear or worry? Would I judge this? If I was in my dream body and I ate ice cream, would I judge myself? No. And that the way that you are viewing things, the way that you are feeling, the way that you're reacting to external circumstances is determining the next result. So for example, if I had eaten a bowl of ice cream in the middle of the day and skipped my workout 5-10 years ago, whenever, I can't even remember, it's been so long now, I would have made myself so wrong. I would have binged all day long, because I messed up. I would have been purging. I would have felt horrible. I would have gone to bed so bloated and sick and feeling awful. I would have avoided people. I would have found a way to like get away from my partner and my family. But instead, I literally just ate a bowl of ice cream, read a book, felt so happy that I did that, and moved on with my day and had the best day ever. The way that you view things and perceive things is determining what happens next. So just really check in with yourself as you're kind of moving throughout the day. If I was already in my dream body, what would I do next? Like really align with that and play with it as a game. It's not about like forcing yourself to feel something that you're not, but it's about embodying that version of you as much as possible. The confidence, the pride, the feelings of love and compassion for her body, the way that she's viewing food and what she believes to be about true about food. That is so important. Sounds good? Number 6, you move your body because it feels good to do so. You honor what feels good in terms of food and what nourishes you and brings you satisfaction, aka you're not overeating on sugar or binge drinking or letting yourself get into a negative cycle of feeling really crappy. You have the opportunity to feel good in your body, or at least better, always, because of the foods that you choose, the movement that you choose, and the thoughts that you think. So you respect your body. Respect. This is a good one. This is a good word. Because are you respecting your body? If your body was someone that you ultimately respected greatly and really valued and honored, are you treating your body that way? Or are you like ignoring its signals? Are you avoiding things? Are you actually taking care of it? Are you honoring your body in a way that you respect? So I just feel like the respecting your body and honoring your body is so important. Like, I move my body because it feels good. I just went for a little walk because I wanted to energize myself. I eat food that makes me feel the way that I desire to feel, which is energized and light and motivated and on fire, except for the days when I choose to eat the ice cream. But you know, like that was an intentional choice. I was like, I desire this. And yes, I know it might make me crash and I'm going to be tired, but I also set the intention that that wouldn't happen. Like I'm very intentional when I'm choosing my food, and in a light way. I'm not like sitting down and meditating for 5 minutes before I eat. I'm just like, oh, how do I want to feel? What would bring me the closest to that I have in the house right now? And I'm going to go eat that. I'm going to enjoy it. And then I move forward. You know, I respect my body through movement and doing the things that like are aligning me with how I desire to feel. I want to run again. So even though some days I don't feel like working out, and sometimes I honor that and I don't, most days I'm like, I want to feel strong. I want to feel good. And even though I might not want to do a workout in this exact moment, it's the only time I have Jaden snapping, I'm going to do it because of how I desire to feel. And I never regret it. And I always honor, like, some days it's going to be a little yoga stretching, but I'm going to move. I'm going to move my body because I respect it. And I know that it always feels better when I do that. It's like a dog. I need to get my walks. I need to get outside, you know, drink my water. Number seven, I think we're on. I didn't actually number these, so I apologize if I get messed up on the numbers. This is actually just kind of an extra one. You are tuned into your body and what feels good, and you intentionally honor it. So that's just in line with the first one, the one that I just said. And then number eight or seven or eight, you say kind, positive words to yourself in the mirror and flow love towards yourself, especially when you're feeling down or off. Okay. Mirror work will change your freaking life. Let me tell you, it is. Oh my God. For a second, I thought I wasn't recording. And am I recording? Please tell me I'm recording. Okay, I was in fact recording. Oh my God, you guys, I just had a heart attack. Okay, I'm still getting used to this new mic and I'm used to just recording on my phone, and honestly, it's a lot easier. Okay, so back to the mirror work. So when I first started this journey, I spent lots of time in front of the mirror flowing love towards myself, and it was very uncomfortable at first, but it is life-changing. So that is a practice that I get you guys to do right away inside Dream Body. It's so powerful. I've had clients where it's just literally changing their entire lives. It's so good. So really checking yourself, like when you're getting ready in the morning, when you're doing your makeup, when you're getting dressed, when you see yourself in the mirror, how are you reacting? Are you being like, oh my God, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I have wrinkles, my hair is a mess, whatever it is. Like, I want you to spend the next few days being very intentional about the words you say in the mirror, because the mirror is very powerful, and the words that you are saying in the mirror are really shaping like your self-image and your self-concept and how you're viewing yourself, and that is everything when it comes to Dream Body. So I want you to be so loving and so kind. I want you to pretend that the person in the mirror is your daughter or your sister or your best friend or whatever. And I want you to be, I think daughter is the most powerful. Like, I want you to be so aware of what you were saying. And would you say that to a little girl? Okay. Be very, very clear on that. Okay. Number, I don't know what number we're at now. You create expectations around your goals. So whether it's weight loss or gaining muscle or healing or, gaining strength, whatever it is, by adding in things that get you into the expectation energy, such as movement you love, drinking more water, etc. So this kind of comes back to the placebo effect, is that these actions are not required, but when we are taking action in line with kind of getting our belief behind results happening, we are going to see faster results. We're going to get the momentum going. So I have, when I really want to like see results quickly, like I'm trying to heal my prolapse. Sure, I could probably heal it just through visualization, but do I really have my belief behind that? Not really. Like, I believe that I'm going to see much more powerful results if I'm doing some sort of movement and strengthening my pelvic floor every day. So that's what I do. Like, and I want to like gain muscle and feel strong and start running. So I need to be doing the things that are putting me in the energy of like, I'm going to run again. If I'm just laying around all day, not doing anything, I'm not really like believing that I'm going to run again. So I want you to create expectations around weight loss, whatever it is, whatever your goal is, by adding in things that get you into that energy. So if I wanted to lose weight, I would be extremely tuned into my hunger and fullness. I wouldn't be eating when I'm not hungry. I'd be really checked into my emotions. I'd be honoring that. I wouldn't be, I'd be eating the things that really put me into, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, like ordering meals, having more protein, feeling really energized, feeling really good, drinking lots of water. That's not to say I do that all the time, but I would get as intentional as I could around doing the things that increase my expectation. It's kind of like, I believe the only reason a diet ever worked for anyone was because you had belief behind it and expectation behind it and therefore saw results but couldn't stick to it, which is why we don't ever want a diet. So I want you to choose things that you can stick to forever that increase your expectation of results happening, whether that is adding in a visualization every day or a morning routine or some tapping to reduce like stress and cortisol and cravings, whatever it is. I want you to add in things that increase your expectation, and it's like a placebo pill every single day that you're taking to be like, yes, this is leading me to results. This is taking me where I want to go. And make sure these are very, very achievable things that you can do to anchor into that energy. Number 10, 11. You are mindful around food and honor your hunger and fullness. Honestly, I think this is one of the most important things we can do around our body is get very in tune with our hunger, our fullness signals, our cravings, and honor it. Honor and respect your body. Don't shove it full of food when you're not hungry and overeat just because like the food is there. Don't mindlessly snack because you're bored and you're not facing your emotions. Don't ignore your hunger because you think it's going to help you lose weight. Like, honor your body. Eat when you are hungry. Eat foods that make you feel good. And stop when you feel full. Not overly full, but like satisfied. Like, that honestly is my number one secret to being in my dream body and eating anything I desire, because I pay attention to my hunger and fullness and cravings. Even last night, I was like gonna have a bath and go to bed, and Trevor was like, let's order, like, skip the dishes, like chips and junk food and stuff, and watch a movie. I was like, oh, like the old me would have been like, oh my god, yes, any excuse. But I was like, I want to feel good. Like, I don't want to do that. And I honored that. So it's honoring either way. And it is interesting when you get along this journey, because when you start intuitive eating and really allowing all foods, you can always have an aversion to any sort of health food or salad or diety type thing, or saying no to an opportunity like that in the past may have felt like restriction to me. It doesn't anymore. It just feels like I'm honoring my body, and that's what I genuinely wanted. I wanted to have a bath. I wanted to meditate. I wanted to journal and have a good sleep. What was I going to say? Also, me and Trevor aren't watching TV right now. He was being a bad influence. But anyway, so I think it's like so important to just really check in with your body and really notice what is it genuinely wanting. Oh yeah, I was talking about how we can have aversion to healthy things when we come along this journey. That is normal. I did a post about this recently. So know that like that will dissipate as time goes on. And like I want you to view good things as neutral, like a green juice or whatever, neutral. Piece of pie, neutral. They're all the same. They're all units of energy. They're all neutral. But just notice how they make you feel. How you feel is a good thing. And we want to tune into that. And we want to make choices that make us feel that way, regardless of what it is. Sometimes it's going to be a donut that makes us feel our best and our happiest. And sometimes it's a green juice or whatever it is. So really tune into your body and connect with your body and honor your signals within your body. Sounds good? Okay. The other one is you enjoy the now. So you aren't putting off your happiness and confidence for a future version of you who is in her dream body. You are embodying her now again and again and again and again. And this is a practice. This is so important because I spent so long of my life waiting to lose the weight before I would take action on things, before I would date, before I would start the business, before I really felt like I was a good enough personal trainer or whatever. I don't want you to wait. I don't want you to put off your confidence. Don't put off your goals. Don't put off anything. Live your life to the fullest. You never know how much time you have. Do not wait for your body. Okay. And the irony of that is that as you live your most fulfilled, happiest, expansive life, of course your body changes as a result. If you're sitting around all day waiting for your body to change, you're way more likely to be emotionally eating or avoiding or procrastinating or whatever and not feeling good. You're not out there living life. Like, the more I started living my life, the faster the weight just fell off without me even noticing. So really ask yourself, like, am I fully like living the life that I desire right now? What am I waiting for? Don't wait for the weight. Start doing the things now. Travel now. Start dating now. Meet your person now. Like, I met Jordan and got engaged like at my heaviest weight, and like that was so powerful for me and completely changed the course of my reality. Imagine if I had still been waiting until I lost the weight. Like, I probably never would have lost it because I'd still be waiting. So if you are in waiting energy, you're going to be waiting forever. You're going to manifest more waiting. So what are you waiting for? Stop waiting. Start living. I think there's a quote somewhere like, live more, weigh less. Like, go live your life to the absolute fullest and love every aspect of it. And that is so, 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 so powerful. The next one is that you know everything is temporary. So you don't judge yourself or where you are or whatever the current reality is. You continue to stay open to results in each moment because your body is ever changing. So this is also really powerful because sometimes we can, and this is something that I didn't do at the beginning with my prolapse, is I didn't view it as temporary. I took it as like a death sentence. And then I spent the next 2 years in so much resistance and not doing the things I needed to do to heal. I could have already been running by now. But I like totally kept myself stuck because I was judging myself. I was mad at myself. I was mad at the world. I was mad at Trevor, whatever. As soon as I recognized that, like, actually this can be changed and this is temporary, everything started to change so quickly. Like, wherever you are, it is temporary. It is not the end of the world. The less you view it as this huge, big, horrible thing, the faster it can change. Because when it's this huge, big, horrible thing, you're in so much resistance, you're in fear, you're in shame, and you're stuck. So find some lightness around it. Don't judge yourself. Wherever you are is temporary, and anything is possible and available to you, and things can change so freaking fast. It is crazy. So know that your life can change so much in any single moment, but we have to go first and know that it's temporary. Take the pressure off, take the resistance off, allow yourself to just like be where you are, and that's okay. Like, that is the acceptance. Like, you are where you are. So let's go live life to the fullest. Let's start tuning into our body. Let's love our body and honor our body and respect our body and move towards our dream life. And like, literally doing these tips will lead you to your dream body so fast, I'm telling you. And that is that one. And then the last one is you feel totally safe and open to being in your dream body. So there are no subconscious blocks or funky energy around being in, like, seeing your body change or living there for life. So AKA no bad things happen as a result. And this one often surprises people. When you ask yourself the question, like, what bad thing happens when I'm in my dream body, it could be completely illogical and make no sense, but your subconscious may have some fears around that. A lot of women that I work with, a huge thing for them is like being seen, being either abused from being in their dream body, being too like attractive to men. That is a very valid fear that I work with a lot of women on. So know that you're not alone if you are experiencing that. And that is something that we really work on inside the Dream Body course and inside the Dream Body Fast Track, is making sure you are totally free and clear and open to being in a dream body. So if you are doing all of these things that I talked about and you're still not seeing results, there is some sort of subconscious funky block going on here that you need to clear. And again, this will be powerfully cleared through the Limiting Belief Workshop that is inside the collective, inside the membership. And you can shift it. And so, like, once you bring it to your conscious awareness, you can usually shift it quite quickly. You may need to do it a few times to fully release it, but like, you can change your brain. You can change your beliefs. You can change your subconscious. Like, I am evidence of that. And when you change your subconscious, literally everything changes. So I want you to make sure, is there any weird funky stuff going on around you having what you want? Just really notice that, even if it doesn't make any logical sense, your subconscious wants to keep you safe. Its job is to keep you safe. So if there is any inkling of something not ideal happening, it would rather stay the same because right now it's safe than change. And it will hold on to and sabotage you at every single turn. And you will be like, why can't I just do this? And it's because there's some sort of block, subconscious block going on. So that's what I would look at. And that's what I help you with inside the Dream Body course, inside the Dream Body Collective. I am here for this. I love helping you release, you know, subconscious limiting beliefs and figuring out what may be blocking you and helping you release that. That is my jam. So that is my ultimate Dream Body checklist. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Let me know your thoughts. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to get another episode out for you guys this week. So we will chat soon. Have the best day. And I will link the collective down below, and you guys can join anytime for 6 months. You'll get the entire course. You'll get daily feedback and guidance from me. I'm here for you. I'm so committed to seeing you succeed. You can have anything you desire. It's not just body that we focus on. People are, you know, moving through a huge variety of goals, such as building their dream business, building their dream home, moving towards their dream body, of course, really expanding their current business, love, built, like creating their love story, all of the things. So It is so available to you. And this is the container to come manifest your dream life in the next 6 months. And I got you. And I can't wait to see you inside and get to know you better and see what you are manifesting and help you get there. So I'll talk to you guys soon.